If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 for just a moment in time. We won't be long or lengthy. I know every time I say that you say, oh yeah, right. But we won't be tonight. We just want to give you a little thought to help us along the way, preparing us for Christmas season when we prepare to worship our Savior, a Savior who was born. Amen. Celebrate His birthday when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Amen. We see the story here tonight, and that we see Joseph and Mary. They go to Bethlehem. There's no room for them in the inn, but they find a place in a manger, in a stable, and they come before the they come to this place, and she delivers the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's born. She wraps Him in swaddling clothes, lies Him in a manger. We begin reading tonight in Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. And it's a representation by some people that weren't there at the birth. They weren't there when Jesus was birthed into this world, present with them, with Mary and Joseph. But they was in the local vicinity. Amen. I won't say tonight, if you're here lost without God, you don't know Him in the free pardon of sin, you're in the local vicinity to know about Him tonight and recognize Him. The Bible says, verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Now you can just see this light from heaven as it shines forth. Amen. In the radiant glow of the angel of the Lord. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this sign shall be unto you, you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. I want to preach for just a moment tonight on this thought. Is there any doubt? Is there any doubt? As we see this, the Bible says in verse 12, He said, this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find a babe. We see other places in the Word of God where He said it will be a sign unto you. In Isaiah chapter 7, the Bible speaks of a sign. He said, therefore, in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, He said, therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel. That's God with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? But He said, God Himself is going to give you a sign. You want to say, let me say tonight, all the signage that we need, praise God, comes from God. Amen. All the information that we need comes from God. He goes over in Isaiah chapter 9 in verse 6. He said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And I want to praise His name tonight, because everything that God did, He gave to us. The greatest gift that we ever receive or ever able to receive is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And the most important part and most important thing that we can do is receive that gift that's been given to us, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. He said, for unto us, amen. Isaiah's writing this down and penning this down as a prophet of God. And he says, unto us a child is born. He was looking to the future, praise God, but it's making a statement as if it would already happen. Amen. Every time we see the signs and the precious truth that comes from God, it's as if it already happened, even if it was in the future. Amen. We see Him today, and we can see the Lord today as He speaks to our heart. Amen. He says, listen, He gave you a promise of eternity with Christ Jesus in heaven. Praise God. And I want to say, it's just as if you're already there. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't have to wait. We don't have to anticipate. Praise God, it's already happening. He said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Amen. So we see Isaiah, he lays this thing out before it ever happens, and he points us to that picture of that child that'd be born in Bethlehem. Amen. Amen. And the Bible teaches here that the angel of the Lord comes to these shepherds by night. Now, the angel of the Lord, praise God, that's a theophany of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, how could it be, praise God? Because He's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He can be two places at once, because He's an omnipresent God. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Why? Because the angel of the Lord was there. When the angel of the Lord shows up, praise God, He'll show out. You begin to see the glow of God and around the angel of the Lord. Bless His holy name. And they said they were keeping watch over their flock by night. That's one flock. That's the flock that they have. Praise God. God was already lining this thing out. He has one flock. And that's the flock of God. Amen. That's those brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus the Lord. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Amen. Now He said they sheep of other pastures. But there's only one flock. Amen. Israel was sheep and we were sheep. Gentiles and Jews. But praise God. He said there's lots of sheep. But praise God, there's only one flock. Bless His name. An angel said, and lo, an angel of the Lord came upon him. Glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. He said, I've got some good news to tell you. Amen. He said, it's coming from the throne of grace. And this thing that you've been waiting for and anticipating is coming to pass even this night. Praise the Lord. You say, we're here caught up in this world, and so many times we're looking to the future. But praise God, I will say it could happen tonight. Yeah. Are you ready? Amen. Are you ready for the future? When the Lord steps out with a shout and a trumpet and comes to get us to take us to be with Him. Amen. But we need to be ready, preparing for that glorious time when He comes. Praise God. He said, and bring you good tidings of great joy. Amen. I want to say, praise God, if you believe the tidings, you'll have joy.
Yeah.
Hello?
Amen.
Amen. There's a whole lot of people, I say it all the time, are looking for happiness when we need joy. And said, He comes with good tidings, good news from the throne of grace that'll bring you great joy. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we live for Him and make Him the Lord of our life, praise God. He gives us joy unspeakable. But we have to believe on Him and trust on Him and the grace that He has. So I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Now what He's telling us here, He said these good the good news comes, and it comes to everyone. Everyone that'll hear, praise God, and believe on the Lord, praise God, it'll bring you great joy. And He said it shall be to all people. It's not just for this one or that one, praise God, but it's the whosoever will that'll get in. God Almighty makes provision. He makes a way, praise God, for every one of us to be saved. If we're not saved, if we go out of here lost without God, people around us, it's their own fault. Because God made provision. He's a whosoever God said, which shall be to all people. The good news is for everybody.
Amen.
Amen. The good news ain't just for me and you. It ain't just for church, praise God. The good news is for everybody. And when we spread the good news, it'll bring great joy, praise God. And with great joy comes great rejoicing.
Amen.
Amen. I get excited about the Lord and can't help it. I like to tell the old story. I told the story of Jesus over at the nursing home today, praise God, and I got done, and the little old fella said that story never gets old. Amen. Praise the Lord. I told it, and it was amazing day because I didn't realize the time Rex and them left, and they must have been there way past time to go, but, whenever I finally got preaching, it was after 3:30. I mean, it's going on 4:00. And they was everyone right there with me, praise God. The elderly gentleman there was in the middle on the left side. He said, praise God, that story never gets old.
Amen.
Why? Because we're serving the risen Savior. We're serving the truth, praise God. And I love that old story.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, which shall be to all people. He said, for unto you is born this day. Amen. Unto you. Now you get that? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. I want to ask you a question. Now this is where a rubber meets the road. Is there any doubt in your mind? Amen? Is there any doubt in your mind tonight? The Bible says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Is there any doubt in your life tonight, in your mind tonight, praise God, that there was a Savior born of a virgin in the city of David, praise God, and He was born for you? Amen. In your mind tonight, is there any doubt, praise God, that He was born for you? Amen. Is there any doubt? There's no room for doubt. Because God Almighty points out, He gives us signs, He points us in direction, and He shows us when He gets here. Amen. So there's no room for doubt. Amen. You got to believe on Christ Jesus the Lord in order to be saved. For unto you, praise God, is born. Amen. To each one of us, the Savior was born for me and the Savior was born for you.
Amen.
Christ Jesus came to earth, praise God. Listen, young, He came to earth for each one of us. Amen. He loves us individually. It's not that He loved Mama and Papa. It's not that He loved Mama and Daddy. Praise God, it's that He loves me and He loves you.
Amen.
Amen. And He came for me and you. Unto you is born this day. Amen. It's already happened. The Savior was born for you. Is there any doubt, praise God, in your mind tonight that the Savior was born for you? Praise God. If there is, praise God, it's time to just make it right and get rid of the doubt. It's time to put doubt beside you and praise God. Just realize the Bible tells us that Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Praise God for you and for I. Amen. Bless His holy name. Born in the city of David, a Savior. Now, what Savior was it? Could be just any Savior. There's only one. The Holy Ghost of God says, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. He said that Savior that was born in the city of Bethlehem, praise God, Bethlehem, Judea, praise God, that was none other than Christ the Lord. The anointed of God came and was manifest in the flesh and dwelt among men.
Amen.
Came to seek and to save old sinners, praise God, and to bring us out of our vileness and our wickedness and our own ambitions, praise God, and point us in the joy of the Lord. Encouraging us, praise the Lord. For the journey home, glory, it's rough, it's rugged, it's hard to traverse. But I will say, glory be to God, we have some help tonight in Christ Jesus our Lord. He's ever present help in the time of trouble. We're living in troublesome times. Everything seems like it's falling apart. Amen? All around us we see homes shattered. But we know, praise God, the Bible says, for unto you is born in the city of David, a Savior, bring you out of your trouble, lift you above your woes. Amen. He said He come to be a good tiding of great joy. Amen. He said that good news that'll excite you and encourage you and give you joy.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, we ought to have joy tonight in the Lord. Bless His holy name, which a Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. He said, this shall be a sign unto you. Amen. A sign. We need a sign. You need a sign? Amen. Glory be to God. Here's your sign. Amen. Here's your sign, the Word of God. It'll point you, praise God, like a roadmap. Yeah, right, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That is our sign tonight. And James says in James chapter 1, verse 5, he said, if any man lack wisdom, if you don't have the understanding, let him ask. Amen. Praise God, if you don't understand, say, Lord, open mine understanding, show me, Lord. Praise God, I want to see the great victory that was accomplished when Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, Judea, praise God, so many, many years ago. So I want that victory, praise God, that comes in Christ Jesus, my Lord. He said, you ask, praise God, if you don't have. But he also said, James says in chapter 1, verse 6, he said, but let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Amen. So here we've gone full circle now. He said, you got to ask not doubting. I mean, you got to ask believing that He's got the answers, praise God. And the Bible says that the answer is in the good news. Amen. He said that good report, those good tidings that come from the throne of God to usward. It comes down to where we are. And it helps our hearts. I want to ask you tonight, how's your hearts? Huh? How's your heart tonight? Have you got a clean hands? You got a pure heart? Praise God. If you don't tonight, God can make a difference in you. He can change your heart. When He changes your heart, He'll change your hands. Amen. Your actions will become clean. Your actions will become pure. Your motives will change. Your direction will change. But he said, I give you a sign. He said, this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Amen. He said, the sign that you'll see. Praise God. He told these. Now remember, these shepherds weren't there where He was born. But they said, you know what? We're going to show you. We're going to give you a sign. We're going to point you to Him. We're going to show you where He's at. Amen. So they said, you're going to, you, that said, this will be, shall be a sign unto you. said, "Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes." Those clothes, they wrapped the little legs of the lambs for sacrifice in. He said, "Praise God." He said, "Where you find them at, you're going to find the baby Jesus." Because He was a lamb without spot. Amen. He was that perfect, sinless Lamb of God. And He said, "You'll find Him over there where the lambs of sacrifice are birthed into this world. You'll find Him wrapped in those swaddling clothes, those clothes of protection." Amen. Praise God, to keep out the things of this world. Did He need it? Praise God, He was it. Amen. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, He said He'd be a lion in a manger. Praise God. I want to ask you, do you doubt that? Do you believe that? Amen. You know what they've done? Throughout history, they've tried to disprove this little story, this little simple story, but nobody's ever been able to. The Jews for years tried to disallow it, just like they tried to disallow Isaiah 53. But praise God, when they realized who that man was, who was as a lamb before the slaughter, praise God, they'll realize a precious Savior, Christ Jesus the Lord. But if we have any doubt about this story tonight, we need to check up. Amen. Because Jesus came. He was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. Bethlehem Ephrathah, praise God. He was born in Migdal Edar, praise God. That tower of the flock, He tells us about in Micah chapter 4. That place of security, that place of safety, that place of assurity, praise God, that place, that stronghold, amen. He said, if you want to find a Savior, the precious Lamb, the anointed one, the promised Messiah, He said, you'll find Him at this place, the tower of the flock, amen. Praise God. He said, because it's a place of strength, it's a place of power, it's a place of authority, praise God. He said, if you're looking for Savior, I was thinking about the little kids as they was going through. They was looking for Jesus. Amen. They went through the little booths and they looking for Jesus. Praise God. And in the end, they found Him. Praise the Lord. You get to looking for Jesus, you'll find Him at the Tower of the Flock. You'll find Him at a place of security. You'll find Him at because He is all those things. Amen. And if you don't have any doubt, amen, if you don't have any doubt, we can't have doubt. We have to believe, praise God, He is all those things. To all us people, praise God. He came to His own received not, but praise God, to those that would receive Him, to Him gave He power to become the sons of God. Amen. Through Him, through Christ Jesus our Savior. There's no wonder that He said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David." Amen. He said, unto you, and you, and you, and you, praise God, there's a Savior born. And He's there, praise God, to intercede for you. Praise God, to become sin for you. Amen. He was that sinless, spotless Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Ain't you glad you know Him tonight? Amen. Amen. If there's any doubt in your mind about the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection, His birth, praise God, get it out of your mind and just believe it with all your heart. Why? Because God said it. Amen. And God cannot lie. Praise the Lord. He's absolute truth, absolutely. And you can be assured of that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.